Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. And this week I have a really simple or not so simple question for you. You ready? Here it goes, and you can't avoid it, man. You gotta answer the question. Are you prepared for the summer selling season? Let me say it again, just in case you have one of those, you're talking to me, Castain, type of moments. Yes, I am talking to you. Are you prepared for the summer selling season, or are you doing what like everybody does? Whenever it's something like you don't want to deal with, you're just like, yeah, I'll think about it later. Well, I mean, how much later can we get? I mean, it's like summer is like kind of here, right? So for the last 3 weeks now, our focus in the Sales Playbook community has been on how you can actually leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it. So again, our goal is to always leverage what we've been given instead of being challenged by it. I don't care if right now we fast forward, we kind of like jump in a time machine together and we fast forward to the end of the year, and right now we're like knee deep in that whole holiday season thing. You know, instead of being challenged by it, how could you actually leverage it? You always have to use what you've been given and find a way to leverage it. That, to me, that's like, my money's on the sales rock star that does that, by the way. So one of the things that I offered for free over the last few weeks was a free worksheet with 5 questions to help you create your plan. And by the way, if you'd like those free questions and that free worksheet, just shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, and you know the deal with me, right? Like a major pet peeve of mine, like actually write an email. Don't give me like some kind of like subject line request or like, you know, something just like worksheet, all right? Come on, let's like use this as an opportunity to be grown-ups. Now, those 5 questions to help you create your plan go something like this. Question number 1. If you're like already feeling the pressure and you're kind of like just not liking your pipeline going into the summer selling season, then I want you to ask yourself this question. In what ways can I keep this from happening again next year? By the way, I want you to remember that question, because to me, that's the anti-Band-Aid question. So many times we think about like, well, how do we handle an objection when somebody says this to us? And yeah, that's really good to think about that, but we should be thinking like a lot earlier in the process. What are some things we can do on the front end from keeping that from happening? This question is going to be an awesome question for you to remember later in the year when we start heading off into the holiday selling season. If you're feeling any kind of pressure, not really liking your pipeline, then you're going to want to ask yourself that question. In what ways can I keep this from happening again next year? And be real honest with yourself. Ask your ego to leave the room. And take it as a learning experience. Again, I don't have that question in there, so like the entire sales population like hangs their head and like, you know, like has like the letter L on their forehead. I'm offering it because there's an opportunity to learn. I mean, like, it amazes me in many respects when it comes to summer, and again with the holiday selling season, you'd think that these were just invented. All of a sudden, we're in this. And people are like, yeah, this sucks, and I'm challenged by it. And then you ask the question, and I'm not asking the question because I want to be one of those pompous type of a-hole sales trainers that wants to be right. I ask the question, well, you know, what did you do differently going into the summer, like, versus last summer, right? And, you know, what are you going to do differently next summer so this doesn't happen again? But, like, you'd really think that summers and holidays were just invented. Everybody, you know, acts as if they were caught completely off guard. Well, I have news for you, and this is why I make the big bucks. I am pretty certain, like, 99.9999%, that summer's coming again next year, unless we hit like the apocalypse or some kind of rapture or something like that. I'm pretty sure it's coming again. So there's a great opportunity for you to learn. Now, enough of that. Enough of that. I feel like the school teacher lecturing a class who's been like really bad or something. So now we got to get with it and go to question number 2. Potential clients love to use the summer to mentally check out and stall. Do you agree with that? I'm not saying everybody. Oh, and by the way, it isn't just potential clients. It's clients too. Let me say that again. Potential clients and clients love to use the summer to kind of mentally check out and stall. So the question that you need to ask yourself in developing this, like, kick-ass summer selling plan, in what ways can I offer a compelling reason to meet now, to make a decision now, instead of in September? So let me say this again. The question is, in what ways can I offer a compelling reason to meet now or to make the decision now, to get started now, instead of in September? Now, once you do this, you'll find that this segues beautifully into question number three. And I never say beautifully. In what ways can I respond to the old call me back after summer, call me back after Labor Day, call me back in the fall? You know the deal. It's all the same damn blow off, right? It's a stall. It's not an objection. Nobody's telling you flat out no, and here's why. It's kind of like they're saying nothing, but, you know, like I'll give you a decision later, right? And that's just to meet in many cases. So the question is, in what ways can I respond to the call me back after summer? Now, this one comes with a little bit of challenge, a little bit of a challenge from your Uncle Paul. What I want you to do is not come up with one answer for this. I want you to take those compelling reasons, hopefully that you came up with more than one, and I want you to come up with at least three responses. Not only do you come up with at least three responses, but I want you to put this through a little something-something called the kitchen table test. I want you to listen to yourself, maybe tape record yourself, right? You don't really necessarily want to script it out. I'm not really into scripts as a sales trainer. But you want to tape yourself talking through your responses and offering a compelling reason to meet now. And the kitchen table test is simple. If you wouldn't say it, maybe over a cup of coffee, or maybe a little tequila at Cassidy Castain's kitchen, if you would not say it over a cup of coffee or just kind of hanging out with somebody, having a conversation at the kitchen table, you need to go back and kind of remove all the marketing speak. Because, you know, marketing people are cool. I love them. People don't think I do, but I do. I really do love them. And I appreciate them because I'm a one-man act. I miss the days when I had, like, marketing people at my disposal. Now it's like, it's me. So, like, I miss these people. I miss the marketing folk. Like, I want you guys back in my life, right? Like, I feel like that. Remember that moment in Anchorman when he was like, I miss you, right? It got, like, weird. What was it? The sports guy? I forgot his name. I don't know why. I just drew a blank. Talking to Ron Burgundy. It's, I miss you. I miss holding you. It got like, really, really weird. But that's how I feel toward the marketing people. But the deal is this, is that many times they have us saying things that to me represents, like a thought and a sentiment that people just don't talk that way. So you might have to, like unmarketing, like the message, right? Get rid of the marketing speak. Next, since a lot of your competitors like to slack, and really, if you think about it, kind of like the general practice over the summer, unless you were in a real, like, kind of seasonal type of business, the general population slows down over the summer. So my question to you is, in what ways, and you could ask this of yourself, in what ways can I keep up appearances and outwork my competitors this summer? Let me say that again. In what ways can I keep up appearances and outwork my competitors this summer? And this one comes with a disclaimer. I don't want you to think for 1 minute that I've become like these asshats that are saying, you have to always be, always be hustling. And while your competitors are off on vacations, you should be outworking them. While they sleep, you should be outworking them. To me, that's how you spiral like 110 miles an hour toward like a massive heart attack, right? That's how like you completely like F over your family life and like things with your significant other and your friends and everything. You deserve vacation. You deserve to slow down too. But like, do you really need an entire summer of that? Like, are we going to turn the summer into, like, one big, like, admin day? I mean, that's just, to me, just kind of dicky, right? And by the way, look that up, because I think in several sales books, they refer to that practice as being dicky, except I believe they're using dicky in the context of, like, an acronym, like, distinguished, incredible. I don't know. I really don't know what they do. They use too many damn acronyms. But anyway, question number five, and then I'm going to have a bonus question for you. Question number five is, in what ways can I leverage the summer selling season? Now, let's say this again. In what ways can I leverage the summer selling season? Remember what we started off with. Remember what I've been really trying to drive home with you these past few weeks in the Sales Playbook community. Instead of being challenged by the summer, we want to leverage it somehow. So in what ways can we leverage it? Well, one of the things, and I'm not going to do this, like answer this question for you, but I am going to give you a little bit of help with it. There's going to be less noise. Also, could we use the summer selling season and offer summer-specific messages? And by the way, I can't wait till I get done with this whole thing, with the summer stuff, because I just like too many damn tongue twisters. And what it's meant is that I can no longer drink and do my podcast because, like, I mean, slurring is bad enough, but then I got to do all these damn tongue twisters. I mean, like, what the hell? What was they thinking? But anyway, summer-specific messaging. How about, like, creative door openers that are centered around summer? Like, I mean, is there a way to drop off some ice cream? Or, you know, one of my clients, and by the way, if you haven't, and I'm going to do a little quick shout-out, if you don't know Jamie McLennan, really awesome guy. I interviewed him on the Sales Playbook podcast a while back. He has a very cool side project called Jamie's Grilling Company. And he makes an amazing barbecue sauce. I mean, and I'm dead serious. I mean, like, amazing. And he's just a really cool guy to get to know aside from it. But if you look up Jamie McLennan, or if you shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, I will direct you over to his website. I'm sorry, I don't know it off the top of my head. And I just, you know, I just kind of thought of it now, doing like a shout out. But, you know, it's summertime, barbecuing and stuff. Maybe you could, like, order up a few bottles of this somehow and, like pass that along. Maybe you could put together some kind of a summer kit. Maybe you could use events. I did a blog post on how you could use events that are really designed with summer in mind. And finally, I have a bonus question for you. How can you blend your activities so you can truly enjoy the summer? Let me say that again. How can you blend your activities, blend work, blend play, to really enjoy the summer while, like, outworking your competitors? Remember, we're on this earth to have some fun. Like, it's not all about hustling 24/7. It's about finding ways that we can blend the two together, right? And why am I saying blending and not balancing? Because sometimes balancing is not going to be practical for you in that moment. I'm not saying, like, forever and ever and ever, so it is written, so it is done, written in stone. You are damned to a life of not being able to balance your life. I'm just saying that there are times where it's just not going to be practical, or maybe blending is better. When we blend, what you're doing is you're really doing both at the same time. For example, could you keep the beach chair in the car? Make some of your calls from a nice park or the beach or somewhere outdoors where you can, like what I do is, like, feel the sun on your bald head, regardless of you're a male or a woman. Women who are bald need to feel the sun on their bald head. And I don't want to hear, I'm mentioning that because I don't want to hear anybody, like, accusing me of discriminating against bald women, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, but seriously, it's great to be outdoors, maybe from your patio, right? How about even, like, taking clients to lunch in, like, an outdoor type of venue? Again, you're blending work and play, and you're not feeling like, you know, like that little kid who's got to, like, stay inside and study while all the kids are playing outside his or her window. And I got very sad saying that, just so you know. But anyway, folks, if you'd like 25, like, all caps, like, awesome ideas on how you can leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it. I want you to join us this Thursday, June 9th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time for our 25 Ways to Rock Your Sales This Summer webinar. If you can't make it that day, you know the deal by now if you've been listening for a while. If you can't make it that day, sign up anyway. And you know what I'll do? Just because I think you're cool and you're part of like this whole sales playbook thing with me, I will send you the recording after we do this. You can go at your own pace. So if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/summer, yoursalesplaybook.com/summer, you're going to need to do this soon because like registration is about to end. I mean, it's going down this week, this whole thing with this webinar. So if you'd like to join us and or view the recording, then I want you to register today. Now, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them, folks.